Each year, the Award of Merit recognizes an outstanding and continuing contributor to American music. To tell us the story of this year's honoree, here is an American original, a songwriter, a musician, a singer, and he's funny too. He's a lifelong friend of tonight's Merit Award recipient, ladies and gentlemen, the King of the Road, Roger Miller.
Thank you. Yes, I am a friend of tonight's honoree, so I know a lot of things about him, things that make him deserving of this special award. He's been a superstar for 30 years, and he's released a total of 574 songs and 67 albums. He's been on the music charts since 1963. He's had at least one top 10 single each year for 24 years, and 38 of them have gone to number one. If you don't know who it is yet, then let me give you this hint.
Proud to be Hoagie from Muskogee. A place where even square every bone.
Yes, Merle Haggard is a proud and patriotic American who was disturbed by some of the changes that were taking place in the 60s and 70s, including the way our returning veterans were being treated, and he sang about it.
The best of the free life behind us now. The good time's really over for good. When they're running down our countrymen, they're walking on the fighting side of me. And only me and crippled soldiers give a hand. Let him sing me back home.
In the 30s, the Haggards packed their 25 Chevy and joined the Dust Bowl migration from Oklahoma. Merle was born in their converted boxcar home in Bakersfield. But it was a home full of love, music, and happy times, and those were good years until his daddy died in 1946.
I raised a lot of cane back in my younger days. While Mama used to pray my crops would fail.
Merle was deeply affected, and his adolescence was a troubled one that ended in the penitentiary at San Quentin. But a week of solitary and a Johnny Cash prison concert helped turn his life around.
I've seen the power of conducting yourself in the right manner. And in a matter of seconds, he won that complete prison.
And time keeps dragging on.
Through the years, there were lots of friendships and lots of duets.
And remember our fading love. Hearts alive, it's Saturday night. Gonna have a party all night long. And you put me on a natural high. I can fly. It's a big job just getting by with nine kids and a wife.
In 1972, Merle entertained President and Mrs. Nixon at the White House. A year earlier, Governor Ronald Reagan of California had granted Merle a full pardon.
I drank a little beer that evening and sang a little bit of these working man blues.
Merle returned the favor 11 years later at the Western White House with just one more outstanding performance in a great career.
Well, Hag, it's the 90s now, and you've come a long way, and you're still going strong. And I know when you talk about the start of your career, you always mention how you admired and enjoyed playing the music of the greats like Bob Wills, Ernest Tubb, and Lefty Frizzell. Well, Merle, these days, You're the one who's influencing so many other performers. And if you want proof, here it is. George Strait, Garth Brooks, and Travis Tritt.
In 1974, this Merle Haggard pure country song crossed over to become a big hot pop hit. That feeling it expressed touched everyone. If we make it through December, everything's gonna be alright, I know. It's the coldest time of winter, and I shiver when I see the falling snow. If we make it through December, got plans to be in a warmer town come summertime. Maybe even California. If we make it through December, we'll be fine.
Has been called the poet of the common man, and you can hear it in great songs like Working Man Blues, Rainbow Stew, Big City, Hungry Eyes, and Mama Tried.
First thing I remember knowing was a lonesome whistle blowing and a young dreamer growing up to ride on a freight train leaving town, not knowing where I'm bound. No one could change my mind but Mama Tried. A one and only rebel child of a family meek and mild, my mama seemed to know what lay in store. Despite all my Sunday learning, toward the bad I kept on turning, till mama couldn't hold me anymore. And I turned 21 in prison, doing life without parole. No one could steer me right, but mama tried. Mama tried, mama tried to raise me better, but her pleading I denied. That leaves only me to blame, cause mama tried.
This is my favorite Merle Haggard song, I Guess I'm Not Alone. 400 other artists have recorded it since Merle did it in 1970.
Today I started loving you again. And I'm right back where I've really always been. I got over you just long enough to let my heart explain. And then today I started loving you again. I got over you just long enough to let my old heart explain. And today I started loving you again.
Still wave of glory down at the courthouse. In white lucky old home.
Merle, let me show you I can read. Let me read the inscription on this award. Because his voice is among the most recognizable in country music, because his songs have brought us his deepest feelings and experiences, and because for 30 years he has initiated, revitalized, and continued to bring the best of traditional country music to the world. The American Music Award of Merit is presented to Merle Haggard, January 28, 1991. Here you go, bud. You got it.
Sometimes it's tough being a country boy, especially in the city, but you made me feel wonderful tonight. Thank you very much.
Next, New Soul R&B Awards and Poison performs on the American Music Awards.
Let me show you I can read. Let me read the inscription on this award. Because his voice is among the most recognizable in country music, because his songs have brought us his deepest feelings and experiences, and because for 30 years he has initiated, revitalized, and continued to bring the best of traditional country music to the world. The American Music Award of Merit is presented to Merle Haggard, January 28, 1991. Here you go, bud. You got it.
And here he is. We got lucky to get him here tonight. The man honored last night singing Working Man Blues, Merle Haggard.
It's a big job getting by with nine kids and a wife. Yeah, but I've been a working man, dang near all my life, I'll keep on working. Long as my two hands are fit to use. Drink a little beer in a tavern and then sing a little bit of them working man blues. Well, I keep my nose on the grindstone, work hard every day. Get a little time on the weekend. After I draw my pay, when I go back working, come Monday morning right back with the crew. Drink a little beer in a tavern and then sing a little bit of them working man blues. Well, sometimes I think about leaving and do a little bumming around. Throw my bills out the window, catch me a train to another town, but I go back working. I got to buy my kids a brand new pair of shoes. Drink a little beer that evening and then sing a little bit of them working man blues. Thank you. out of town, but I'll go back working. Come Monday morning, I'm right back with the crew. Drink a little beer that evening, and then sing a little bit of this working man blues.
Yes, sir. Boy, howdy.
Thank
Come
you.
On, Merle. Have a seat. You are the king.
Well.
Now, I know they gave this to you last night, Merle, but I just want you to kind of hold it again.
I'll be glad to hold it again.
How did that feel?
Well, it was heavy. It's a heavy award.
Did it seem like a long award show to you? Because, gee whiz, I mean, this thing went on
it
forever.
It was quite a... What a
I could have sworn
lengthy.
I saw Sinead O'Connor start to grow hair back.
About 3 hours, I think.
Do you mind? I want to do something a little special with you here.
All right.
This one guy who just played with you is probably, along with a lot of people here, myself included, one of your biggest fans of all time, Billy Vera. Come on down here if you don't mind, buddy.
Oh, boy.
It's Merle, Bill.
All right, buddy.
All right. Boy, I enjoyed the hell out of that.
Boy, me too, man. What a kick. You know, remember when you made that album with Bob Wills?
I sure do.
Boy, man, I love... You know, remember Bob
Wills? Oh, Bob Wills.
Yeah, Texas Playboys. What was he like?
What was he like?
Yeah.
Oh, he was kind of like General George Patton with a fiddle.
You know, there was a lot of rap and everything last night. Do you have a posse, too?
Well, How'd you say that?
No. You know, all these rap artists have like 10, 12, 15 people around. How many people are around you when you go out?
Oh, there's a few. We have a little entourage I've collected over the years.
And you all stayed ahead of the posse, though, that's about.
Yeah, a little bit ahead of him.
He's a scout.
He always had to ride Shetlands, you know.
I know.
Merle, if you don't mind, something's been troubling me, too. I got a $5 bill here. Look at this, if you don't mind. This, could you put up the... I thought I had seen you somewhere before.
Well, I like those other ones you did a while ago.
You were actually born in a converted boxcar?
Well, I was born in a hospital like everybody else, but I grew up. My father bought a little piece of land, and it was an old boxcar there. Uh-huh. He just actually converted it, made a home out of it, and that's where I grew up.
And your mom put up with that?
Well, not without a fight or two, you know. But it was back in those days when everybody was coming from California from the Dust Bowl and everything. And
how did you survive?
Well, Dad worked for Santa Fe Railroad, and like they came out and got here like the 35, and he went to work for Santa Fe, and I grew up during World War II, a war, kind of a war kid, you know, and so...
This is in Bakersfield?
I feel at home now, you know, with the war going on again.
Yeah, I can imagine.
Yeah.
Because you've been through a lot of them yourself, personal wars.
A lot of personal wars.
Did a little time.
Did a little time. Killed a little time.
Turned 21 in prison, doing life without parole.
Matter of fact.
Now, you weren't in prison at age 21, were you?
Yes, I was.
Oh, wow. How did you get in? What did you do?
Well, it took about...
Besides getting caught.
It took about 7 years. I was... My father passed away when I was 9, and my mother was a widow. Mm-hmm. And she just couldn't keep track of me. I was just... I wanted to go somewhere and do something, and I ran off and rode freight trains and wound up getting in trouble with the first with the truancy people because I wasn't in school, and they put me in some little camp up here because I wasn't going to school, and I ran off and stole a car, and one thing led to another, and I finally wound up in prison when I was 19 years old.
Oh, my gosh. And you did spend some time in solitary, I understand.
2 years, 9 months, and I did 7 days in solitary for making some home brew.
In prison? You do take after Billy Bira.
Oh, man, you work with Willie. No. Recorded with Willie, yeah. We did me and the Beaters did a movie with him down in Fort Worth.
Great guy.
He came out and he did an hour for all the extras.
Oh, yeah. Mm.
Just
yeah.
came out and sang with the band, man.
Really good way. Good.
Yeah. Good soul, man.
Good will.
So you were a ditch digger. You've done... at what point did it start to kick off for you, though? Because, I mean, this is a major league achievement here.
Well, you know, I came out of prison. I was 22, 3, somewhere in that area. Mm-hmm. And I almost fell back into that returning rut, you know. But I
almost went back in.
Yeah, some little thing happened. I forget what it was.
Probably a woman.
No, it was some guy came by, some ex-con that I knew, and you're not supposed to associate. And he came by, and I bought him a case of beer. And he went. That was Bakersfield, and he came to L.A. and got busted, and told him, and I bought him the beer.
Oh, come on! Are you kidding?
I'm not kidding. His name is Roger Davis.
He's still looking for Roger Davis. Well, Merle, you're going to come back. He's going to do a little more music for us. And I tell you something else, too, man. I tell you what, to have this award is probably something that's special for all of us, just like it is for you, too. I mean, you've done so much for all of us in music.
You know, the award was one thing. Thank you. The award is great in itself, but the way that they presented it to me last night was the unique thing for me. I had no idea that it wasn't going to be just like everybody else. I'm going to walk up here and get this thing and leave, you know, and
right.
say some clever things and go. But all these guys, these kids coming together and doing that presentation they did last night was just, it left me speechless, you know.
And
it was,
and
there was
you,
a lot of love there, you know.
That is a lot of love.
Yeah.
That's what music's all about.
Well, you inspire a lot of us, man, you know.
Well, you guys sure play good.
That's all I can say.
Merle Haggard. And we'll be back. Melanie Chardos coming up next. It's the Merle.
Thursday, Lucy Arnaz tells us about her sons and daughters.
My first award.
And a Sunday morning coming down.
I'm stepping cold from prison, and time keeps dragging on.
That takes me back to about 1958 when I was doing time in San Quentin. We heard that Johnny Cash was coming to the New Year's Day show, and of course everybody that loved country music was proud to hear that, but most of the people there didn't care about country music at all, and I was worried for him. He came on stage and completely captivated that whole crowd.
It's that orange blossom special rolling down a seaboard line.
You know, if Johnny had been born...
This rambling fever long ago. I first heard a lonesome whistle blow. If someone said I ever gave a damn, the damn sure told you wrong. I've had a rambling fever all along. Time to black the bed down on the sofa.
some pretty lady rub my back and spend the early morning drinking coffee, talking about when I'll be coming back. But I don't let no woman tie me down. I'll never get too old to get around. I wanna die along the highway right away, like some old highline road. And restless ramblin' fever in my soul. Ramblin' fever, the kind that can't be measured by degrees. Ramblin' fever, ain't no kind of cure for my disease.
And he's really only been making country hits for about 22 years, but he is immortal, and maybe one of the best singers to ever sing country music. Would you welcome Mr. Merle Haggard? are you?
Oh, pretty good.
Nice to see you again.
Missed a couple words there on that song. I didn't intend to miss, but I guess that'll be all right.
Well, we'll accept that performance.
Thank you.
When you're
Thank
doing you it live, much. It's just out there, warts and all.
Yeah?
Is that the title of your album? Your new album, A Friend in California?
A Friend in California. That's the title song for the album, yeah. I was reading, I wanted to get it right, and I missed it.
Are you growing a beard or what?
I'm trying to get rid of this one, actually.
How old is that one?
It's not very old. It's about 4 days old.
How many times have you grown a beard?
Well, see, a beard has to come in right. You know, you can start one off, and it can have a lot of gray in it. And you can shave it off and wait a few days and start it again. It'll come back a little darker. Did you know that?
I didn't know that. I may go out and shave mine tomorrow. Now, wait a minute. Where did you hear? I don't know that I agree with that. Where did you hear that?
I learned it from experience.
You mean it gets a little darker each time you grow it?
No. No, it'll sometimes it'll come in real gray, and sometimes it'll come in dark.
Oh, it's kind of like playing Russian roulette then.
You're supposed to ask me what happened this time.
Wait a minute. What happened this time, Merle?
I just got tired of messing with it and let it go ahead and grow, and it looks like it's going to be part gray and part dark. So
I can't figure out whether you want a beard or not.
I can't either. I'm stumped with the question.
Do you like a beard?
Maybe we ought to take a vote or something.
What do you think? Merle Haggard should have a beard?
Yeah!
All right, this time...
Let's just make it a female vote.
Wait
we don't care what the guys think.
Those who think he shouldn't have a beard. Beard wins. The beard wins.
Thank you. We're doing the right thing, looks like.
Are you still into trains like you used to be?
Well, I'll tell you what I'm doing right now, Ralph. I'm building a railroad car as my hobby thing to do at this moment. And I guess I'm probably more into trains than I ever have been. I'm trying to put together a train and maybe possibly travel aboard a train.
What do you mean?
The whole show.
What do you mean put together a train?
I mean actually
a
put
model
together
train?
A real train.
A real. You can't buy those in a kit, Merle.
No, they don't come in a kit. But there's a lot of them around. I say a lot of them. There's a few of them left that were made by the Budd Company, the old stainless steel Zephyr-type cars that are still around and still in good shape and can be made into equipment that could be used nowadays on a Class 6 track, which is like what Amtrak runs on.
You would have to buy an engine?
No, not necessarily. There's a lot of power around that's not working today, too.
Well, I mean, what is going to be your power source?
Well, there's different railroads. The Amtrak situation with the American railroads is that they carry all the passengers. That's the reason that Southern Pacific doesn't fool with it anymore, and Santa Fe doesn't mess with it, and Southern. And
okay, but how are you going to power your train?
They are the ones who has the power.
You're going to
dibs them in with it.
Okay, you're going to lease the engine?
Yeah, you can lease the power from them.
Oh, okay.
We can get cartage through Amtrak, like, say, for four or five cars.
You're serious, aren't you?
We're working with, yes.
You're going to travel, I mean, take the strangers and go on the road in a train?
The strangers are going to have their own car. And I'll have my own car. And then the sound crew and the
so how many
different crews
how many
crews
cars do you envision in this train?
Five car train.
Okay, you need to sing. I need to take a break. We'll
I
be right back in a moment. Okay, here's Merle Haggard again to sing. This song is for you.
This song is for you, and you know who you are. Won't embarrass you calling out your name, but you're here every night serving up the drinks, wearing your superficial smile. You still wear a wedding band, your last hard working hand. Memory of a man who's chained and bound. Lord knows you need a man and an understanding hand before you run completely out of love. You can't stay in love with a memory. You can't stay in love with a dream. Yet you've fallen in love with a picture on the wall. The sad part is the picture's not of me. December day, they took her man away, never dreaming of the gentle heart they broke. Now she waits by the phone, she waits there all alone, but the only one who ever calls is me. Now I'm a prisoner of, a slave to one-way love. I wish they'd let him go so I'd be free. Release this chain of vines and release this heart of mine before I run completely out of love. You can't stay in love with a memory. You can't stay in love with a dream. Yet you've fallen in love with a picture on the wall. And the sad part is the picture's not of me.
I want to talk about your album in a little bit, but I want to talk about something else right now. I understand that tonight we are giving away, courtesy of Merle Haggard, two trips. Or actually, the trip is not to California. Your transportation to California is your responsibility. But we're going to give away a week at Lake Shasta, which is your resort.
We're going to give away two houseboats, which is 1 week apiece. And
all right.
I thank all the statistics on...
Let me read the card.
Yeah.
All right. Tonight's trivia winners will receive the use of a fully furnished luxury houseboat at Merle Haggard's Silverthorne Resort on beautiful Lake Shasta at Lake Shasta, California. Transportation to and from Silverthorne is the responsibility of the winners, but accommodations on... your private luxury houseboat are for one full week, 7 days and seven nights. We will give away 1 week at Lake Shasta on the telephone tonight when you call in, and also we will give away another week via a trivia question to some member of our studio audience. Now then, we've got some footage.
That was well done.
Thank you.
Ralph deserves an applause on that.
That's quite all right.
Well,
what I'd like to do, I'd like to roll some video footage of Lake Shasta and have you tell me about it. Can you see the monitor from where you're sitting?
Yeah.
All right. Moose, could you roll the video footage of Lake Shasta? And, okay, here we go.
That's the Silverthorne Resort. That's the place that we bought a few years ago, and it sets on Lake Shasta, which is a 369-mile shoreline, and its average depth is about 300 feet. It's one of the cleanest and probably freshest water lakes in the entire United States. It houses German brown, smallmouth, largemouth, all different kinds of freshwater fish that you might desire. There's some nice trout. And we have 30-something houseboats there for rent. And it's a chance to really get away and get into the wild without having to spend a great deal of money. And it's something can be done rather cheap when it's compared to the options that are available for vacations.
How do you get to it?
Well, you go north out of Sacramento, just about 200 miles north out of Sacramento towards Oregon on Interstate 5. You get close to Redding, California, you can start looking for signs for different resorts and things and locations that surround the lake. So and we're not the only resort there. There's several other resort owners that we want to make mention of here tonight also that are on the lake.
The Redding, California would be the pivotal point. It would be the closest town.
That's the closest metropolitan airport, and that's the county seat. And it's like 20-something miles from there onto the lake. The lake is kind of east of town, and one of the biggest things that happens in Redding.
What's the name of you? Is your installation called Merle Haggard's Camp?
Our little resort is called Silverthorn Resort. And reason being that it is on government property and was once an Indian campground there that was called Silverthorn Campground. And it's a name that no one can change. And that's the...
Is your name out there anywhere? Like, is it Merle Haggard's Silverthorn Resort?
It is called Merle Haggard's Silverthorn Resort. Yeah.
Okay, let's take a break here, my friends. You're watching Nashville Now, and we hope you'll keep... Haggard is singing tonight are from his new album, A Friend in California. This song is called Thank You for Keeping My House. Here again is Merle Haggard.
Thank you for loving a lass. Thank you for giving me some place to come to. And I'm finally all down and out. Oh, and let me thank you for keeping. Let me thank you again and again. And thank you for giving me someone to come to when I'm finally all down and out. Oh, let me thank you, baby. Thank you.
Merle, I've enjoyed your music. Well, I believe all the tunes you're doing tonight are from this album. Is that correct?
That's right.
Let me show you. This is the Friend in California album. And there's a tune in here that piques my curiosity. The Okie from Muskogee's Coming Home.
That almost made the title. But for obvious reasons, it didn't. But it's just a thought I had.
Well, I mean, is this does this song have anything to do with the other Okie from Muskogee song?
Nothing other than the fact it's been several years since that one was written. About the only connection.
Well, that one was 1968. The other one was.
Yeah. And this one, I think, was written this year.
This is not a sequel, then, to the other song?
No, in no way.
Okay. How about an old tune that Floyd Tillman wrote?
Cold War?
Yeah.
You want to hear that?
That's a beautiful song.
We can whip it on you.
Huh? We'll find a place in the show for you to do it.
All right.
All right?
All right.
There's a tune in here called Texas, Mama's Prayer.
Yeah.
Does that have anything to do with your mama?
Yeah, it's about the way Mama kept me out of trouble all through the years. I finally figured it out.
Well, now, Mama Tried told us. Mama Tried was a true story, wasn't it?
Yeah. So is Mama's Prayer. Yeah.
What does this tell us that Mama Tried didn't tell us?
Well, it tells us that my mother's prayers are probably the reason I'm still alive and sitting here this evening.
Well, I... Miss Flossie.
Yeah.
Nice lady.
Yeah.
All right. Let me show you one more thing, and then I'll go to our guest. I think this is a wonderful picture of you on the back.
Well, thank you.
This is Merle Haggard having a good time. Look like you feel good.
I've been feeling great lately. I'm enjoying life, Ralph. We've got that little resort out there, and I was talking a moment ago that we have a little nightclub, and we can go fishing, or we can go upstairs and pick. We got the skiing, and we go snow skiing in the winter, water skiing in the summer.
You love it out there, don't you?
I dearly love it, and I think it's a shame that everybody doesn't know about it, and... Once you've been to that area, you'll never forget it. I know a lot of people talk about going and seeing it, but it's more awesome than you might believe.
How long ago did you move there?
I went through there. You know, I was raised in Southern California, which is just as foreign from what I'm trying to describe as it would be to describe someone here that had not seen it. And I saw it first time, I think, in 1962. I was going on a date.
When did you move there?
I moved there in 1979, actually.
So you've been there about 7 years.
Yeah.
All right, let me move over here to our guest, Mafe Nutter. All right, my friends, it is time for the phone segment here on Nashville Now, and tonight you can call and talk to Merle Haggard or Mafe Nutter or Miss Holly Dunn. And we have a trivia question that needs to be answered. For a week at Lake Shasta, Merle Haggard's Silverthorn Resort.
Come on, Mama, call in here now.
One of his luxury houseboats. And the trivia question for you folks at home, and if you're the first to answer, you get the week on the houseboat. What female star of the Grand Ole Opry almost never sings on the Opry? Tell me your name and where you're calling from. Hello there.
Hello there. This is Patty McLean from KRAM Radio in Las Vegas, Nevada.
Are you a disc jockey, Patty?
You better believe it. I met you about a year and a half ago.
Did you?
I sure did, on your set.
Well, we're happy to have you in our audience tonight.
Well, I can't believe I finally got through after 103 years of trying.
Who would you like to talk to?
I'll give you one guess.
Merle Haggard.
You got it.
Okay, talk to Patty here, Merle.
Hi, Patty.
Hi, Merle. How you doing?
How are you doing?
I'm doing great. You look wonderful.
You sound good.
I can't believe I'm winning this trip.
You haven't won it yet.
Oh, yes, I have.
No, you have to answer the question first.
Well, ask me.
Well, what is... what is the answer to my question?
Minnie Pearl.
Minnie Pearl is correct. Now you've won. You've won the trip.
I can't believe it. This is great. I've been wanting to go up there for so long.
Well, you've got yourself 7 days and seven nights there on the boat. What do you want to ask Merle?
Oh, I just want to know how he's been and when he's... Merle, there I see you. When are you coming back to Las Vegas?
I don't know. What period do you stay on the houseboat?
I want to be up there when you and Freddie and all the strangers are there, that's for sure.
Well, we'll be there the whole month of June.
The whole month of June?
Except for the fanfare week.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Okay, well, I'll probably see you sometime then.
I hope to. All right.
Do you remember who you're talking to?
Exactly.
Exactly. You look great. It's wonderful to get through and say hi to everybody. Ralph, you're doing a great job. I love your show.
Thank you, Patty. It's nice to talk to you. And what is your name, dear?
This is Ramona Terry from Vandalia, Ohio.
All right, Ramona Terry. And to who would you like to direct your question?
Mr. Haggard, please.
All right, Mr. Haggard, meet Ramona.
I like the way you said that.
You don't owe me any money.
Okay, good.
This is Ramona Terry, and I'd just like to say, first of all, that I really enjoy you as a performer, and my husband, of course, does too. And I'd like to find out who the young lady was that was singing with you on the first couple songs.
Donna Faye.
Donna Faye.
Yeah, Donna Faye. Come out here and take a bow. Come out here and take a bow.
She's a very pretty little girl. Donna Faye, you can come out and sit on the couch, Donna Faye. Just have a seat there, Donna Faye. Okay.
Here she is right here.
This is going to be fun.
Donna Faye, tell her.
I may not get to go back to California.
Tell this lady who you are.
Well, that's my name. I'm from Lexington, Kentucky. And I live in Nashville. All right.
Well, we really enjoyed you along with Merle on the first couple songs.
Well, she worked on the album that we were doing today, and it just wouldn't have been right without having her sing. She did a mighty nice job, don't you think?
Yes, we have the album, and we really have enjoyed it very much.
Thank you.
We were talking about Merle Haggard's new album, which features an old country song written and performed by a great singer by the name of Floyd Tillman, called This Cold War With You. We don't have the time to sing all of it, but I'd like you to sing a little bit of it, if you would, Merle.
We'll sing it real fast.
The sun goes down and leaves me sad and blue. The iron curtain falls on this cold war with you. You won't speak and I won't speak, it's true. Two stubborn people with a cold war to go through.
There you go.
That's just Floyd Tillman's always been one of my favorite singers. I assume he's one of yours, too.
Floyd Tillman has always been, I think, a guy that's influenced a lot of singers. He influenced Lefty Frizzell.
Yes, he did.
You know. And
you think you might release that as a single sometime?
There's a possibility. Cold War is a song I've done all my life, and I don't think I've recorded it before. Now, I'll probably stand corrected if I have, but I don't
believe I've recorded it. If you have, I have missed it in your album.
I don't believe I ever have, and I've sung it all my life.
I want to ask the strangers if you'll do something for me right off the top of your head.
Okay.
I think you can do it.
All right.
I want you to play me into this break. Play Champagne. Remember the old tune, Champagne?
Hey.
Huh?
Hey.
Dennis Romack says we can do it. All right. This is a tune the strangers used to play all the time. Played this at the White House when you went there in 1973. We'll take a break here. We'll be right back. Blues Irish.
We met downtown in a bar room, both of us needing a friend. You brought me home to your doorstep, and it was there you invited me in. We spent wee hours dancing, your favorite ride home stereo sound. We talked about what we'd both been needing, discussing our ups and our downs. And I had a beautiful time holding your heart next to mine. Poured out my feelings while you poured the wine. I've had a beautiful time. If I seem a wee bit uneasy, you really sized me up right. There's someone still at home up waiting. She's probably been up waiting all night. I can't say I found any answers, but you listen while I rattle on. And you've been a beautiful lady, and you kept me from being alone. And I've had a beautiful time holding your heart next to mine. I poured out my feelings, baby, while you poured the wine. And I've had a beautiful time. Yeah, I've had a beautiful time next to mine. I poured out my feelings while you poured wine, and I've had a beautiful time.
Merle Haggard and I had a beautiful time. Next on the Nashville Network on New Country, we have Dave and Sugar, and I'll remind you that tomorrow night I will be in Chattanooga with Roy Clark and Mel Tillis, so Charlie Douglas will be hosting this show along with Farron Young, Margo Smith, Dick Stoner, and Shotgun Red. Now then, we'll call the roll, and I wish you nice people here at the Gaslight would applaud this pretty lady, Miss Holly Dunn. Nice job, Holly. Mafe Nutter wanted me to remind you that he is recording for CBT Records. We'll have a new recording out very soon.
Baby, You're So Young is going to be it.
Thank you, Mafe. I know I look that way. Didn't know you noticed. It's a pleasure tonight to have you applaud one of country music's all-time greats. That's a phrase we cannot use too often for Merle Haggard.
Thank you. Thank you, Merle. Thank you very much.
Nice to have you on the show.
Thank you. Always good to be here.
Also, nice to see a lot of old friends tonight. I've known the Strangers band for almost as long as I've known Merle. Nice hand for the Strangers. I guess that's it, my friends. Thank you for allowing us to spend this time with you, Mr. Whitehurst. Let's say good night. And that is a good night, everybody.